Okay, so each of us have a values. We determine our values. We live our lives according to those values. Our input in the senses and our expression in our muscles are all based on these value systems. We live our life. We label things good or bad inside and outside according to these value systems. We filter the world that way. And no two people ever have exactly the same value system. And I've researched that. There's not two people on this planet that have the same value systems. Impossible. In physics, it's called the poly-exclusion principle. No two people ever have exactly the same representation of the universe. Now, that puts a challenge in relationships, doesn't it? Because everybody's seeing through different eyes and expecting different expectations, and now you got an interaction with somebody else that's got totally different expectations, doesn't it? Now let's compound another challenge to it. Let's say I'm walking down the mall or going through my life and I have a set of values and I'm not certain what they are because I'm attempting to live some idealism that some society may have imposed or family or whatever. And then I come across somebody who I have up on a pedestal, I infatuate with. Well, what happens if you get infatuated with somebody, you put them on a pedestal. If you put them on a pedestal, you assume they've got their life together more than you or something. In the process of doing it, what you do is you think that somehow your values are wrong and theirs are better, and so what you tend to do is inject their value system into yours. And then you hear yourself saying, I really ought to be doing this, should be doing this, supposed to be doing this. And then, guess what happens? You are trying to live their value systems with your value systems and have internal conflict and live with moral dilemmas. Or how about this one? You go down the street, you meet somebody, and this time, instead of putting them on a pedestal with infatuation, you put them in a pit with resentment. And you avoid them and think they're less than you, and you minimize them instead of exaggerate them. And instead of injecting their value system into you, you project your value system onto them and say, you should be doing this, you ought to be doing this, you need to be doing this, you're supposed to be doing this. Now, as long as you're shooting yourself from somebody else's values or shooting somebody else from your own values, you're spending a whole lot of energy that's futile. Because the hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny. The hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny. Trying to live somebody else's values with your own values is internal conflict. Now, Emerson addressed this, and so did Maslow address this. Emerson said, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. And yet we do it. In fact, we encourage it in our society in some respects. We go looking for heroes without putting it into context. So what happens is we go along, we put them on a pedestal, we inject their value systems, and then we think there's something wrong with us. Now watch this. The higher you go up the value list, what's most important in your life and what you're focused on, the more order you have in your life. And the lower on your value list, the more chaos you have in your life. Chaos. So the hierarchy of your values determine where your order is, where your chaos is, where you're disciplined and where you're undisciplined. You always have time for things that are highest on your value, but you never get around and never have time for things that are lower on your value. That's why when one person says, honey, I want you to do this, and projects their values onto him, the other person says, yeah, and they will live according to their values. And if it happens to support their values, they'll tend to do it really quick and they're disciplined. And if it goes against their values, they'll tend to delay and procrastinate and to be undisciplined. Now, there is no such thing as a lazy person. I'd like you to write that. There's no such thing as a lazy person. There is simply people that have a set of values that are uniquely different than what the values of the person labeling them lazy is. Let me give you an example. I consulted for a gentleman of high respect in New York City. He's involved in finances and banking and things. He's got a whole family lineage. You probably recognize him if I said the name, but I'm not. His son is 19 years old, is entering into college, his first year of college. His father asked me to consult with the son because his son is undisciplined, unlazy,